All right, I'm Chris Wink here at WEXT. Terrence Simeon is on the phone with me. Hello, sir. How are you?
Comment ça va, mes amis? Ça va bien? Et toi? I'm all good, Chris, man. Excited to be talking to you. Excited to be going back up in the Albany area. Yeah, all is good. To get me out of this heat that I'm in down here in Louisiana.
That's right. You got quite the heat going on right now, don't you?
Oh, man, it's brutal. It's brutal. I mean, you know, not too many people can stay outside that long, man. You know, you got to come in. If you're doing yard work, you better time it to where it's either early in the morning or late in the afternoon.
Of course, when you come up here and we'll all be complaining about how hot it is, you'll be like, what are you talking about? It's nice and cool up here.
You're right about that.
So, Terrence, you have been in and out of the Capital District quite a bit over the years, right?
Yes, quite a bit. Quite a bit, Chris.
I bet a lot of your fans are very excited you're coming back. He's going to be at Music Haven, folks, on August 17th. Terrence, I wanted to ask you, what does Zydeco mean to you?
Zydeco music is the music of my people, the Creole people of South Louisiana. You know, our music, our food, we have our own way of life down here, and the music is sort of like a medicine to us, you know. It lifts our spirits when we're down. It makes us feel good when we're not feeling so good. And it makes us want to just keep on going dancing and having a good time.
And would you say that's probably why we love it so much, even though it's not part of our culture?
I think so, you know. Zydeco music has so many different influences kind of sprinkled into the main root of the music. You know, the main root of the music is African influence, African and French influence. All these Creole people like me have ancestors that's from all over the world. You know, I'm part French, African, Spanish, Native American, German, got a little Norwegian in there. And everywhere we go, people connect with it and don't really know why. But I think because some of those influences that's embedded into it from all the years it's been evolving and becoming what it is today, all of that kind of triggers something in somebody's in just about everybody from any part of the world. You make a connection with it because it's a little influence that probably come from your ancestry.
We're talking with Terrence Simeon. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience going to be at Music Haven on August 17th. That's in Schenectady Central Park. This is going to be a great show, Terrence. It's going to be outside with all of our friends just hanging out and dancing. It's going to be a great night.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've been coming up into the capital area. I'm thinking, since 1986, maybe, was the first time. We've been just about every year we end up in the capital area, or either close to it, you know, places like Cohos, Abram Lanson Elementary School, where our good friend Cliff Bird, usually when we're in the area, he'll get us to come and perform for his students. And it's just a wonderful experience. Our good friend Cliff, you know, just really have something for the kids, for the students that they really enjoy, and we really enjoy playing for them. And we also played, you know, in Schenectady at Proctor's Theater. Proctor's was doing a Mardi Gras event for quite some years, and we did that a few years, and also Saratoga Springs, you know, and then the Farley's Hotel. I think that was a place the first place we played with Don Dworkin back in the mid-80s.
That's some history right there, right?
Yeah. We're excited.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Speaking of history, this was the 100th year of Clifton Chenier, right, this year?
Yeah, Clifton Chenier would have turned 100 years old this year. And he was amazing. You know, Clifton was one of those innovators in the music that come once in a million years, you know. He was one of the first to fuse blues, jazz, and early rock and roll into the music. He wasn't the only one doing that, but he was the one that took it the furthest at the time. He influenced quite a bit of people on the way.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people taking part in that special tribute that came out this year, too.
Yeah, you know, Clifton Chenier, the first time I played with him was in Chicago, and it was at a festival that was called the American Music Festival that was done at Fitzgerald's, a live music venue still in Chicago, in Berwyn, in the western suburb of Chicago. Clifton heard us play and, you know, came back after after the performance and said he really liked what we were doing because we were doing our own thing and that he did his own thing and it got him where he had to get him. And he just really encouraged us as young artists to be original and to be artists. We've also performed with him on several different occasions here in St. Landry Parish. There was a big festival, the Zydeco Festival in Plaisance, that once drew over 15,000 people. We used to see him there. And you know, I mean, Clifton, he inspired even Paul Simon. Okay, back in 1986, when Paul Simon did the CD Graceland, he wrote a song about Clifton Chenier. Called it "That Was Your Mother." He wanted to record Clifton, but Cliff was sick at the time, so I ended up doing a studio session with him at the same time. He didn't use my band for the Graceland CD, but we put out a 45 with him singing Paul Simon singing four-part harmonies.
Wow.
And it was a Clifton Chenier song we did called "You Used to Call Me."
That's
and this
great.
Was 1986.
I got Terrence Simeon on the phone with me. Terrence is going to be with his band at Music Haven on August 17th. Now, Terrence, before I let you go, I did want to touch on the Creole for Kids and the history of Zydeco. That seems like that's a big project for you.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing it now since 2000, so this is 25 years this year, and we've reached kids all over the world. I mean, it's an educational performance. There was nothing like it before and nothing like it still, you know. I mean, it's an education that the kids can get on our culture, on our music, but have a good time while they learn. You know, they, in fact, some of the teachers call it stealth education because the kids are learning and they're having so much fun, they don't even realize that what they're learning. But it's our effort to connect the kids, the students of all ages, you know, and to educate them properly on what Zydeco music is and where it come from, the history of the music.
That's awesome. Is it true you taught yourself how to play accordion?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was always into music. As a kid, I sung in the church choir. And then at 10 years old, I joined the school band, and my first instrument was trumpet. By the time I turned 13 years old, I fell in love with the accordion. I just got one for my birthday. My dad and mom bought me one for my birthday, and I just fooled around with it in my room, listening to different Zydeco artists. One of the Zydeco artists that I listened to mostly at that time was John Delafosse. His son, Gino Delafosse, has taken over his band. John passed away in the 1990s. I taught myself how to play the accordion and just, you know, learn more as I got experience doing gigs.
Yeah. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. We are so excited you guys are coming back to the Capital Region. Going to be at Music Haven on August 17th. Terrence, thank you so much.
Chris, thank you so much. Looking so forward to it. And all my friends who's listening. Allons. Allons bien voir. Allons pour faire un bon temps roulé à soi. Et toi?